It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 37 security screeners at Denver International Airport have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Transportation Security Administration. Two non-screening employees also have the virus. The officer who most recently tested positive last worked on October 19th. Denver has implemented stricter rules to slow the spread of the virus as positive cases and hospitalizations have risen statewide. Governor Polis hopes that stories of COVID-19 survivors help show people how serious the virus is. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
With cases surging, Polis was joined at his regular update by three survivors. Clarence Troutman says he was a very healthy 59-year-old, but in April he says he got sick as heck, had trouble breathing, and was hospitalized.
The next thing I can remember is waking up, I think it was 27 or 28 days later, where I'd been in ICU and I'd been intubated for right around a month. A great deal of that time, I was in a coma.
He spent 58 days in the hospital and says he's now fighting to get back to where he was. Hospitalizations in the state are now at their highest levels since spring. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Affordable housing projects in Colorado are getting an $8 million boost. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The state granted $3 million to a new apartment development in Colorado Springs called Academy Heights. Funds will also go to constructing a 72-unit space for permanent supportive housing in Denver. It's set aside for low-income families, including people experiencing homelessness with a disability. Other projects include improving apartments in Lamar and a development in Breckenridge. In addition, the state set aside $2.6 million of CARES Act funding to continue rental relief programs related to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Those funds came after a report from the governor's task force on evictions earlier this month. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC.